having something. That's right.
Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Beitz. So we're talking about the Loch of Sitzes and Shabbos. Okay, so we said that the first thing we have to know is that with that's the fourth, the Sif Aleph was the fourth Sitzes are required without even missing one of the four the Sitzes on the four corners. So the whole thing is not kosher. And then it comes out that the other ones that you're the other three remaining ones which are hanging there are considered that you're carrying something. A person would be if it carried out the Shasarab and Shabbos, it'd be Chai V'Chabbos. Now, Imahim Tzuyetz Kehilchos, so Mutulot is brother Shasarabim. If, however, it is, does have the proper sitzes, you're allowed to wear it out. You know what? I think we still owe some Mishaburis from Sif Aleph. Yeah. Mishaburis, let me go back, sorry. Mishaburis of cotton base. We did Sukkot and Aleph. So we said if a person walks out carrying the other ones, it's Rishus Aram, it's Chayef Chattas. Well, the Karmel is also Mir Rabbonin. If a person walks out to a Karmel, it's going to be also Mir Rabbonin. Now, but who are the Nechol Sharp Sulim? This will be true, and if any one of the other. So we started this one, we didn't finish it. For example, can show you a beggar sasim rubai. The majority of the beggar is closed, so it's not really four corners. Or show you tzitzis asuyim shlobim kaim, and the tzitzis were in the wrong place. In other words, the mile and megimel etzbos, they're too high up in the beggar. They're above three etzbos, which is the sheer of how high they should be. Depth, you know, going into the length of the beggar. Or the matzim mekesher gadol, or they're too low to the edge. They're within the. They're less than a kesher gadol from the edge. All of these psulim would then make the tzitzis considered a masui that you're carrying something on Shabbos. I show you arba kanofis katan mishira kosa besimin tezayin ayin shom. The beggar was too small, so if you're wearing a beggar which is too small, so it's not really chayiv in tzitzis. So then it comes out b'cholelu osir lotis ben afil the karmelis mirabon. You cannot wear it out into a karmelis. Kalvo Kharma to Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Chazon Ish argues, the Moshe of Tisha brings that the Chazon Ish argues on this last case, the case of if the beggar is too small. So the other ones, the beggar is chayiv in tzitzis, and the tzitzis are not put in properly. So you must remove it and replace it. So it comes out that the way it is right now is not, it's kosher because it's tzitzis. On the other hand, it's not bottled to the beggar because you're going to be removing it and replacing it. In the last case, you're wearing a beggar which is too small, but you're planning to leave it like that. So there's nothing which prevents you from leaving the tzitzis in there. I mean, you know, you should get a bigger beggar, but right now, this is the beggar that you're wearing. Even though it's too small, it's not. So they would become bottled to the beggar, and they would not be considered a masi by wearing them. Which is it seems to be a compelling argument. It's hard to understand the Mishaburah, what the Mishaburah is saying. There's the other cases we understand. The tzitzis are choshev because you're going to use them for tzitzis, but as used, they're not acceptable. You must redo it. So that makes them not bolted to the beggar. But this case, as long as you plan to leave it like that, it would be should be bolted to the beggar, and that's the argument that the Chazon Ish says.
Now, how is the case of the small? If it's the beggar is small, different from if it's sasum rubo. Sasum rubo means it's patrim mitzitzis. So the tzitzis then become are not bottled to it. But in the case of small, that's relative to the person, or
it's an interesting question. But you argue in the case of sasum rubo also. I'm not, you know, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Have the dimensions of the beggar already been discussed?
No, that's later on.
I have a question. Pretty unclear to me. So if one corner doesn't have tzitzis, that is appropriate. Why does that make a masur? So it's a beggar. It's not mitzvah yesek kiel chata. But why are you carrying something? What's that? Suppose I'm walking down the street on Shabbos and I fall down and I tear my shirt. So I wouldn't go out with this, but I'm stuck because I'm out. I just, am I now carrying? It's not a shirt.
The problem over here is like this. These items, the stitches which are hanging on there, you know, we discussed last week the case a person has a loop in the back of his jacket, you know, which he uses to hang it, and it tears. Jesus. So if you're not planning to fix it, so it's not a dover chashuv, it becomes worthless, it's insignificant, and it's bottled to the bag. So the problem is by tzitzis, they are chashuv, they are significant, because you want to use you want to use them for the mitzvah tzitzis. You don't want to just stop it to be some insignificant item in the bag. Even in the case of the loop, the chayadim says, if you're planning to fix it, so it's not bottled to the beggar because as is, it's not functioning. On the other hand, you're not saying it's worthless because it's, you plan to fix it. It'd also be a problem according to the Chayyarim. So the sitters, the same thing with the sitters. If you have three sitters and not a fourth, so three sitters are not bottled to the beggar because they're not being mishamish to beggar right now because they're not doing anything. On the other hand, they're choshev because you want to do something with them to be the mitzvah sitters, which you haven't done yet. So they're going to be in this middle state, and they're going to be considered sitters.
So why isn't the whole beged
considered masai?
Because you wouldn't wear it ordinarily if you knew that it didn't have you wouldn't wear it.
Where is the court opinion taking place? Is a special talk here tonight, Chrysler?
Probably in there.
Right.
A person who wore a beged without any tzitzis, would that be a masoi?
Yeah, thank you.
No, the mice, it's a beged. It's a beged, and we'll see actually in the next sif or sif gimel, we'll see that, you know, what happens if your tzitzis become puzzle on Shabbos. So actually, we'll see, we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but that's not such a problem. Okay, beged shepsuach chetzi betzimtzim. It's exactly open halfway, so it's a suffix whether it's chayiv. So it's hard to say that tzitzis are considered a masir because you mukhir to put tzitzis there because of the suffix. But on the other hand, he says in the case that it's potter, so maybe it's considered a masir. Or you could argue that I have a chiyuv because of the suffix to put tzitzis in, so I'm making the tzitzis the mishamish to beg it. See, he leaves that before as a question. Chayv katos gimel. Tavi masu imachmas the tzitzis on the sort of
beg needs some beg.
It's exactly chetzio. Maybe really chetzio is a little more than chetzio. You don't know. You can't measure perfectly.
Chetzio or a little bit more than chetzio.
It's pesuah chetzio, as far as you know, but our measurements aren't perfect. So really, I think it's perfectly half. Could be it's really a little more than half. So it's open. It's open more than half. It's chayv and tzitzis. Maybe it's less than half. Maybe it's half. I don't. You know, you never can really measure perfectly. Sif gimel chayv chaltes habi masi machlos tzitzis on usarim. The other tzitzis are considered a masi. Veinim b'tel megabi a beged. The chutei tzitzis chashivi heim rula b'tili. They're not bottled to the beged because they're chayv chashivis to them. So you have like this. So one corner tears off, and three remain, but three end up becoming puzzle themselves. So I could argue, as much as they're puzzle, they don't have a chashiv, I'm not going to use them anymore. So then I could listen. So once they're talking about kosher, they should be bottled to the bag. We don't say that. It's very possible I will undo the tzitzis and use if some of the strings are still kosher, I can reuse them. Unless every single one of the strings became no good, okay, that may be. But till that happens, so the other ones will remain kosher. If all became puzzle and none of them are usable anymore, you can't reuse them somewhere else because they all became too short. The luck is you cannot take them out and put them into somewhere else. So then, Taka, they're useless. If they're useless, that's like the case. You're not going to reuse them and correct them. So then it's like the case that it's like the case of that loop that I told you that you're not trying to fix it. It becomes insignificant, and it's bottled to the bag. It's not a masir. Okay, in the middle of Dover Zeb Shabbos, Shuholach Barber Shusarabim, Ein Tzarach Liv Shet Talisa. That's the situation that all of those sitters became Now again, so if one corner it happened to one corner, the other three are masui. It would have to happen to all of his sitters, like you know, got ripped, and all of a sudden some animal attacked him and ripped up every, you know, passed all of his sitters in all four corners. So then he would not be mechuyev to take up the beged. Sif beis, which is not a probable case. If the tzitzis are proper tzitzis, so then mutzul lots is brother shesurabim. You're allowed to wear it after shesurabim. Bein talis kotim, bein talis gadol. Pilbus man hazeh she'elan o tchelis. Even though we don't have tchelis, the lechar would not be mekabnitz of tchelis, and we're replacing tchelis with two tzitzis of lava, that's acceptable. So later on we learn Hilchos Shabbos, we learn that to take the tzitzis off, you know, they're dragging on the ground or something like that. They used to wear their beged, the beged had tzitzis in it, right? So sometimes they're dragging on the ground, so they pick it up and they throw it over their shoulders. So that's carrying, you're carrying the tzitzis in that situation. So that's a problem. So we'll see about that in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shin Aleph, we'll talk about that. Now, the Rambam says, so every time you walk out the door of the Chara, you walk out the door, you know, 10 times on Shabbos, each time before you walk out, so 1 second, check the sitzes, because maybe there's a deposit. No, I'm allowed to rely on the Chazaka that they're there properly, and therefore I'm not carrying anything. Sif cotton dal and mutulot says, I feel a belila, the lava's one sitzisu. Let's take it a step right to the car at beachdom when you're wearing it. So I'm doing the mitzvah sitzis. At nighttime, I'm not doing any mitzvah at all. So the car, I'm carrying the sitzis. It's not considered a problem, even at nighttime. Why is that? Why? Because mishum denoy hu lebeged. Since they are here and they are mishamash lebeged properly when they're supposed to be there, they're considered the same way you're allowed to wear a piece of jewelry. They're the jewelry for the beged in a certain sense. Even at nighttime, when there's no mitzvah sitzes, they do show that they, you know, they look nice in the beged because it's nice to have sitzes in your beged like you're supposed to.
And we wouldn't. And it doesn't help that it's nighttime if one of them is puzzled because it's not noy. If it's puzzle,
other around, correct. It loses. It's not annoying if it looks like it's something shouldn't be there. Now,
if we didn't argue this way, then you go to shul Erev Shabbos, you're wearing the tzitzis, and you're supposed to take it off before you go home.
Right, that's what happened. Yeah,
which seems kind of possible.
Now, I feel a bit talisa shel shar minim. Philip Poisson, Leel Simmons tests if I'll the Chayyub and Rakmin Rabbanan. So, what about a bag? Since the bag was only Chayyub and Sisters Rabbanan. So, I have a Shishas Rabban Deraisa. I live, you know, right next to Times Square. Times Square is Shishas Rabban Deraisa. And I'm wearing my, you know, cotton bag. Cotton bag we had before was only Chayyub and Sisters Rabbanan. So I'm wearing tzitzis, which midrash, I'm not mechuyev to them. So I'm going to shul rabban deraisa. So the deraisers say, excuse me, what are you doing? You're wearing these strange strings on your bag. We shouldn't be there because there's no need to put them there midrash. No, that's mutter. Why? For the same argument. But now that there's chiyev rabban to put them there, we welcome noy begadu kimal kaponim chiyev having b'taras v'aday. Okay, so that's a chiyev. Let's take it a step weiter. So if that's true, what about a beggar which is a sophic? Let's say the same way I'm a chiv and I wanted to put these, the case of a beggar which is a sophic, I'm a chiv to put it in. Which argues over there and says that should be the same thing, because now I have a chiyuv mitzad hilchos sofik to put the tzitzis in.
Oh, so that's a support to the Chazon Ish, who holds that it's sofik since you have to put it in there anyway.
Well, the Chazon Ish's argument was a case of
you're not going to remove it because
a case of the beggar was too small, right? Right.
He also had one, I thought, in case of in the Tzimtzum as well. Yeah.
Did he argue in the case of Tzimtzum? I don't remember.
Back there's a Maisad issue in.
Right. Yeah, it's the same argument that the Chazon Ish corrects. So he's saying Mishabur again. It's Mishabur. He's also, you're correct. Argues. Any case, I'm a chiyuv mitzad halacha, there's a chiyuv of mitzad, the mitzvah of the Torah of Sofik. I'm a chiyuv in the din of Torah when I have a Sofik to be machmer. So I'm doing what the Rosh Hashanah wanted me to do. I'm being machmer and putting tzitzis in. So those tzitzis are considered annoyed to the beggar, even though maybe they're not chayiv. But that's the same thing Chazanish says, if I have a beggar which is too small also, as Richard Burris said, it's the same problem. It's all the same argument. Tchelis of cotton hay. So kaim alon a tchelis. Valom and emakman zezem. The ksibir reason masoi kolchad v'chad mashm. So we darshan oisoi is singular that even though the pasuk before mentions psil tchelis and a psil of lovan, but each one is enough to be chayiv. Al kseithov, you put it on top of your shoulders. The oslo havi takshin elamasi. If you put it on your shoulders, it's considered you're carrying something. The ein zeh derech levi shosu bechol. So see more over there that maybe there's some aterim when it's okay. Yamachir, they check every time you go outside because of a chazak.
What did the Chazon Ish say about a bag that it's too small?
I mentioned earlier that he holds it's also you can wear the sitzes outside. Kadam sheyetze boy, kimon shebod bod kibbe baker be'esh shahayim avarach ala levishim nimsul shleimim. You checked this morning. So in rogo liposek b'sman muad kizafil esir bin time. Since it's not the chances of are not significant that something's going to happen, so you can rely on the chazak. Now umuchach mizeh from this morgan of rum the b'shab is gamkin tzarach leave the kitzitzes. There's some people who argue that maybe on Shabbos you shouldn't check the tzitzis because that during the weekdays what happens when you check the tzitzis and the knots are not tight enough, you tighten it. So we're afraid that if a person will check the tzitzis on Shabbos, what's going to happen? He's going to tighten the knots. So maybe it's not a good idea to check the tzitzis. Right? On the other hand, Margaret Rum says over here that the only reason why you're allowed to go outside is because you check the tzitzis overnight. We don't know what might have happened to the tzitzis. Now the halacha is, by the way, if you take the tzitzis off at nighttime, you check them and say that they're shalom, and you put them in a safe place. You don't have to check in the morning because the same argument. Why should something happen under those circumstances? But here's a case where I don't know. I just left them at nighttime. You know, especially you lived in the world with there was rodents and who knows what. I don't know what happened to your senses over nighttime. Maybe some mouse decided it was a good thing for supper. I mean, little day I'm wearing them. I'm aware if something happened or not. So chances are probably nothing happened. But that's assuming that I checked them in the morning. So Magen Rambam says you have to check them in the morning. It's a riot that the Magen Rambam holds. You do check in the morning. Okay, Sif Gimel. So here's an interesting halacha. Okay. So the Torah has a command. I think I mentioned this to you. The Torah has a command to put in tzitzis. So there's no command to put on a beggar which is chayv in tzitzis. The Torah has the command to put in tzitzis. What is that chiyuv kikin? We paskin tzitzis is chayv eskaver, not the chayv eskaves. Which means if the beggar is sitting here, you know, it's my beggar, it's sitting on the table, it's sitting in the drawer. It's not chayiv and tzitzis. When does the chiyuv come? When I put it on, I'm chayiv and tzitzis. So it means theoretically, I could put on the beggar without tzitzis and put tzitzis in that. And I'm a chayiv and tzitzis. I made tzitzis. Mesulam tzitzis, all kind of favor they have. Right? So now, my tzitzis tear on Shabbos. So I said, listen, the beggar, there's nothing wrong with the beggar. What's the problem? I have a chiyuv to put on tzitzis. We know I make tzitzis on Shabbos. So I'm an honest. So I'm allowed to wear the baggage because, you know, assuming the tzitzis aren't the problem of carrying the tzitzis. There's no problem with carrying the tzitzis. We're not worried about that problem. There's an eruv. But you're wearing a bag without tzitzis. There's no problem with that because I can't make the tzitzis.
But you don't have a chiyuv to wear that baggage.
I don't have a chiyuv to wear the baggage, but I mean, if I...
Also, what's the heck then wearing a baggage like that on Shabbos?
So if I'm...
You leave it alone. In the drawer.
Right, so that's true. But if I'm, you know, on the other hand, so there is a kavod abrius element to this possibility. No, shit, I'm taking off my shirt to get to take off my tzitzis, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, am I mechuyev to do that? So that's the question, which is what we're dealing here. In noydeloy b'shabbos keshuva karmelis shatalosh alovis posel. So the rule is for isurim derabanan, because the kavod abrius overrides isurim derabanan. So the key of the rice of tzitzis you don't have, because it's Shabbos, you can't make the tzitzis. You're an honest guy with the key. The only problem is you're carrying, on Shabbos, you're carrying these extra tzitzis. But it's only caramelists, it's only derbanan. So lo yosiret me alav, ad sheyagil lebeisah. The goal will cover the brius. So the embarrassment of taking off the tzitzis, the garment, is significant enough that Chazal, because of covered brius, allow this is the rabbanan of carrying on the caramels. Even when you're carrying the extra tzitzis, which are, we said before, is called carrying. So the Rambam. Now, the filo talis katan shetachas begadav ein sarach lifshoit. So he was the picture, which means the Ramah is picturing the case of the Shulchan Aruch. Well, that was your garment, right? That was my outer coat. My outer coat was this garment with stitches in it, and it became possible on Shabbos. So I take off my coat, walk on the street, that's uncomfortable. What about under your bag? And I'm also not going to take off because it's also uncomfortable. One's uncomfortable the whole time. One's uncomfortable for the moment you take it off. Afterwards, it's not uncomfortable anymore. Nobody knows what happened. You took the thing off and you left it on the ground and you went right there. It's Shabbos, right? It's my talis garment. So only you doing for the mitzvah purpose. Every morning I walk on the shul, I put this beautiful talis on. This morning I walk in, and everybody in the shul is wearing talis except for me. Ma pitom. So you know it's uncomfortable. Now is it end of the world? Not the end of the world. It's the rabban, right? So that situation. What's the problem? I'm not carrying anything in that situation. The only problem is I'm not doing tzitzis. Well, I can't do tzitzis anyway. So I'm not mechuv to do it. Now if I can borrow a talis, I'm mechuv to borrow a talis. I shouldn't put in this talis. Now with afke b'chuv b'shabbos dosa lasa tzitzis. Our b'chol ki agavna zoser. But the b'chol, excuse me, make tzitzis. What's your excuse? Right, so in the weekday you would have no excuse not to make this, not to put it on without tzitzis. Okay, let's. What time is Milton?
5:08.
5:08. Okay. Ches. B'Shabbes Sukkot and Ches. Now v'miyodem me'esmo m'shachar lahatam b'tzitzis. So the Mechaber's case was that you found out on Shabbos that there's a problem with the tzitzis. What about if you knew beforehand? You should have taken care of it, and you didn't. So I could argue, excuse me? You know, you should have taken care of it. Near a gam can do consistently. Even that situation, we don't give him a kanas, and we let him do this process of wearing this garment. Even though he should have taken care of it beforehand, and he didn't. So he wakes up Shabbos and says, Gavala, what do I do? Raya Miklamon, Simon, Shin, and Hey, Sif Gimel Bagoa, Hechel Shachar, Bola Ervu, Ayin Shach. I do not remember the details of the case over there, so I'm not going to try and to tell you what it was referring to. I should have looked it up, but I didn't. Okay. So he realizes on Shabbos that he's in a caramelist. Whom welcome should show me any tilt or rock me in a so this is carrying his drabana. And therefore you do not need to remove them. The cover of Briya is the Issid Rabbanan. The mitzvah, the mitzvah tzitzis, there's no issue of mitzvah tzitzis because you can't make tzitzis. Elamai, you're carrying something, that's only the Rabbanan. Kabbalah of Briyas overrides that. Rav Agav, the tzitzis mitzvahs say the rice. The mitzvah tzitzis is the rice. With the rice, Lord, the chinam of the Kabbalah of Briyas. We're not the rice because the Kabbalah of Briyas is only the Rabbanan. The answer is that's not true. The application is wrong. We come welcome to Shuri. The Torah never says don't put in a baggage without sitzes. There's no such command. Rock mitzvah say lahalta be sitzes. There's a mitzvah to put in sitzes, which I can't do on Shabbos because I'm an onus. Ukiyim shen yochol lahalta be sitzes b'Shabbos. And over mitzvah I say you're not doing anything wrong by not putting in sitzes. Menu love rock yisid rabbona. So again, mitzvah the mitzvah the raisa, which the cover of raisa is not doicha. I'm not touching the raisa because I'm not being mavaf with the raisa. Over here, I have no choice. Tell me what this is. This is I'm caring, which is the rabbanon. Look at hotter me kavod abrius when tzarich lishet a thalas. Ah, which is the rabbi shu the raisa min atara tzarich lefashtoi. But obviously, in the case which is the raisa, even it wouldn't be Shabbos, which is a chiyuv skila, but even be stam alav. You have to take it off. You get into mamash without clothing, right? Which is the most embarrassing thing in the world. But the more says ain eitzim into a rain cover lift the neged Hashem. When it comes to an issue of the rice, you can't do it. The kavurbiyah is toich issue of the rice because I feel b'chol gavni. Now the Gemara doesn't make an argument between over an issue of the rice and b'kumvasei and over an issue of the rice and b'shei baltas. In the case where it's a bizoyin gadol. If it's a bizoyin gadol and it's an issur d'oraisa b'shei bal tas, then kavanah b'risa would be doyach. But over here, he's carrying on Shabbos. He's being over b'kumvasei. That already you can't do, even in the case of bizoyin gadol. Now, the kavanah b'hilchos Shabbos, imir tishem yisbar d'yesh v'chalkes imizmanas ayeshan d'mishus rabim oyloi. There's going to be a big discussion. Is the mishus rabim nowadays? That's a big machlokes. Now, so what do we do? So how do we apply this nowadays? Maybe only deal with the rabbonins. So, I realize my sister's apostle, I'm standing in the middle of Times Square, so according to one sheet, it's not just a rabbin. My mechir will take it off or not. What do I do? Maybe I'm carrying, maybe I'm not carrying. It's a pasuk to shayla, right? It's a lomda shayla, right? Meanwhile, what do I do, you know?
Again, what's the case?
We don't know whether we have a Dimash Rabbim's man is it. So I'm not sure if I'm carrying it a caramel or Shah Rabbim. So I'm not sure if I'm allowed to keep wearing this thing or not.
It's a knas for going through Times Square.
Manira, okay. Nimagadil, who
would Times Square not be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim?
I'm not sure there's 600,000 people there, you know. But let's say there is. Okay, there is this. It's a passage of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Let's say some other streets. You know. I mean, I'm going down University Boulevard. University Boulevard is a machlokes, whether it's just rap or not. If you know that it's 600,000 people, so it's wide enough. Menira dima gadil hu sholem v'apsul hu rakba enough. We had in the last
sif
in Simon Yud Beis that depends, you know, that if the gadil is sholem and the psul is in the onuf. So we had the re which held that's called kleaniva, even though there's nothing hanging free which is kleaniva, but the gadil part which is re'apt also counts for kleaniva. So now we have the tzad of the re. So in that situation, nuchal tzarf bezel dadas re le'el the machshir in circle posture take of rakimar level this. So this is what I'll let you do. You can't walk around the rest of Shabbos wearing this thing. Go home. Right, but that much we're not going to take it off. We'll be sorry with the sheet of the re, and it's a sovah that there's just a rabbin or not, and you're not going to take it off. Okay.
You'll be walking around.
I'm just going to make a plug, by the way. My shuah shi. I'm giving a shir and shuas the second day. I think it's learning through Sugya. I'm giving a shir on the Manhattan Eruv controversy. And part of the topic is there this issue of what's called Rosh Hashanah. So that's part of the shir will be about that.
Does anybody try to make an argument that since we don't have techelos now, that all tzitzis are derabbanan?
Does anybody?
I mean, is the Rav aware of an argument that goes that way?
I'm not aware of an argument that goes that way. So, but I can't tell you there are people who argue that. But people argue almost anything that there is out there. But in normative halacha, the assumption is we consider the right system. Okay. Somebody's keeping an eye on the clock.
It's 2 minutes.
8:01 is what I have.
Okay.
You have all one?
801, 802 now.
Okay, so let's hold it here.